Imagine you are fast asleep. It's 3 a.m. The house is totally quiet, but your personal AI assistant is wide awake.
And it is incredibly busy.
Yeah, incredibly busy. It just noticed a sudden, unadvertised price drop for an upcoming trip you've been wanting to take.
Right, something you wouldn't even be awake to catch.
Exactly. So, in the span of just a few milliseconds, your AI contacts a hotel's AI. It negotiates a bulk discount based on your, extensive travel history and verifies through an architectural database that the room has a west-facing balcony.
This is the way you like it.
Right. And then it instantly pays for the reservation. By the time your alarm goes off and you wake up to pour your morning coffee, your trip is perfectly planned, confirmed, and paid for.
It's an incredible image.
You didn't scroll, you didn't compare, you didn't click a single button.
And the wild part is, we aren't talking about science fiction anymore. That scenario is the exact reality being built right now at this very second.
Welcome to the deep dive. That 3 a.m. scenario is the front line of what is being called agentic commerce, or A commerce, and it is fundamentally rewriting the global retail economy.
It really is.
Today, we are cracking open a massive stack of cutting-edge research reports covering major financial players like Stripe and PayPal. We're looking at the emergence of brand new Know Your Agent regulatory frameworks.
Which is a whole fascinating rabbit hole on its
Oh,
own.
totally. And we're even digging into the sovereign hardware infrastructure being built by companies like Dereticular.
So our mission today is to map out the hidden infrastructure of this new machine economy. I mean, we are talking about a sector that is projected to influence up to $1 trillion in U.S. retail by 2030.
$1 trillion.
Yeah, it's expected to take up anywhere from 15% to 25% of all e-commerce. We want to show you exactly how your role in the digital world is about to fundamentally change.
You're transitioning from being a buyer who manually clicks a checkout button to a governor who commands digital proxies. But to really understand how this machine economy works, we first have to look at how product discovery is changing. Because human beings browse visual websites. We like high-resolution photos, catchy headlines.
Maybe a nice aspirational video banner playing in the background.
Right, exactly. But machines do not care about any of that.
No, they don't. An AI agent cannot see a beautiful website UI in the way we do. It just reads data. And this is causing a massive tectonic shift in marketing.
We are moving away from SEO, search engine optimization, and moving toward GEO.
Right, generative engine optimization.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because if you are a business today, your beautiful website isn't enough anymore. You now have to format your data specifically for AI crawlers using standards like schema.org.
Yeah.
And just to visualize that, schema.org isn't a new visual design. It's basically a highly structured, machine-readable nutrition label for your digital products.
That's a great way to put it, a nutrition label.
Right. If your website is just a bunch of pretty pictures but lacks those structured technical specs, your product effectively ceases to exist in the agentic marketplace.
Yep. An AI travel agent looking for a hotel won't even know your boutique resort is there.
Yeah.
And this creates a fascinating phenomenon for retailers. It's called attribution blindness.
Yes. The source material went deep on this, and it feels like a total paradigm shift. We have to really think about what this means for businesses.
It's terrifying for them, honestly.
Because in traditional e-commerce, a brand tracks your every move. They spend billions designing the perfect marketing funnel. They know you clicked a Google ad. They know you read a blog post.
They know you hovered your mouse over three different items.
Exactly. And they know what color psychology got you to finally add one to your cart. But in a commerce, that entire multi-billion dollar industry of funnel tracking just
It
evaporates.
completely vanishes because in a commerce, the entire browsing and deliberation phase happens inside the AI's brain. Like inside a model hosted by Perplexity or Google Gemini, the retailer sees absolutely nothing. They don't get the browsing data. They don't get the heat maps of where the mouse moved. The very first time the retailer is even aware a customer exists is the final millisecond when the add-to-cart event happens and the payment hits.
It's like sending a hyper-efficient, utterly ruthless personal shopper into a sprawling shopping mall on your behalf.
Yeah.
They don't look at the beautiful window displays. They don't get swayed by the emotional branding, the carefully curated mood lighting, or the pop music playing overhead.
They don't care about the pop music at all.
No. They just walk in, scan the barcodes, cross-reference the global database for the lowest price, check the exact thread count of the sheets you wanted, and make a strictly logical choice. It bypasses human psychology entirely.
And that ruthless efficiency is exactly why Stripe's early data shows something incredible. In their research, they found that users shopping via AI agents convert at 4 times the rate of traditional e-commerce shoppers.
Wait, really? 4 times the rate?
4 times. Because by the time the agent actually reaches the merchant server, the intent is already pre-qualified. The deliberation is over. The machine has already decided this is the optimal purchase.
And companies are scrambling to adapt to this new reality. Look at PayPal. They are rolling out something called the Invisible Storefront and a tool called StoreSync.
Which is super smart.
Yeah, instead of hoping an AI stumbles across a merchant's website and correctly parses the data, StoreSync just bypasses the website altogether. It pushes a retailer's entire product catalog, perfectly formatted, directly into the brains of AI models like Google Gemini and Perplexity in real time.
This represents a total shift from human-controlled funnels to buyer agent intent. In their research, Stripe breaks this down into what they call the 5 levels of autonomy.
Right.
Right now, we are mostly at levels 1 and 2. That means humans are using AI to discover things, like maybe asking a chatbot for a recipe or a travel itinerary, but we still do the clicking and the paying.
We are still the ones hitting checkout.
Exactly. But the infrastructure being built today is meant for levels 4 and 5. That is fully autonomous, anticipatory commerce, where an agent anticipates your needs and manages your life completely within a set budget without you intervening at all.
But wait, if agents are doing the buying instantly and autonomously, relying on our current human-centric payment systems creates a massive bottleneck.
Right? Oh, a huge bottleneck.
Because you can't use a traditional credit card gateway that takes maybe 2 or 3 seconds to process a fraud check when machines are literally negotiating in milliseconds.
Yeah, you absolutely cannot. Human speed payment rails are the friction point here. And this becomes even more pronounced when we look at machine-to-machine commerce, or M2M.
Right.
We aren't just talking about an AI buying a hotel room for a human. We're talking about a machine buying something from another machine to do its own job.
There is a specific example from the research that perfectly illustrates this, and it's brilliant. Imagine an industrial manufacturing drone flying a delivery route. It needs highly accurate, localized, real-time wind data to avoid a sudden storm front. So, in mid-flight, the drone's agent autonomously contacts a local weather station's agent, negotiates a price, and pays it 5 cents in streaming money to access that specific data feed for the next few minutes.
What's fascinating here is that traditional financial rails completely fail in that scenario. You literally cannot run a 5 cent transaction through a traditional Visa or MasterCard network.
Because of the fees.
Right. The flat 30 cent authorization fee alone would cost 6 times more than the data itself. Not to mention, human gateways target a 2 to 3 second authorization window. These agents require sub 150 millisecond authorization.
Wow, sub 150 milliseconds.
They need the data right now or the drone crashes.
So if traditional credit card networks cost too much and take too long, they must be bypassing traditional banking entirely. Are they using like blockchain microtransactions for this?
Precisely. They use machine-ready assets. Specifically, stablecoins like PYUSD, which is PayPal's stablecoin, or USDC, running on specialized protocols like BY402.
Okay, BY402.
Now, BY402 is incredibly important. It is a protocol specifically designed for sub-cent, instantaneous machine-to-machine micro-settlements. It strips out all the human-centric overhead to let machines swap pennies back and forth at the speed of light.
The contrasting approaches between the major financial players here are really interesting to watch because Stripe is taking a very developer-first infrastructure approach. They want to be the plumbing.
Yeah, exactly.
They act as this modular backend using what they call shared payment tokens, or SPTs, and a feature called Link for Agents. But PayPal, on the other hand, is leaning heavily into their existing consumer trust and their massive two-sided network.
Which is a huge advantage for them.
Right. They are using their PYUSD stablecoin for instant programmable on-chain settlement, which allows an agent to set conditional payments. So an agent can say, I will hold these funds in escrow and I will only release them to the delivery drone once an independent IoT sensor confirms the package has actually arrived at the facility.
It's all trustless and automated.
Okay, hang on though. We need to pause. Because while the technology is amazing, I have to push back here.
Sure.
You're telling me an AI is going to negotiate with other machines in milliseconds. There is zero chance I am giving an AI my actual credit card number or my bank login.
Oh, I don't blame you.
Right. One hallucination, one bad line of code, and I wake up to find my life savings drained because my AI bought 1,000 luxury watches at 3 a.m.
That is the multi-trillion dollar question. The entire machine economy collapses if humans don't trust it. And it is solved through two critical concepts: delegated consent and hard limits.
Okay, walk me through that.
First, we have the Agent Payment Protocol, or AP2. This protocol mathematically proves to the merchant that you, the human, actually gave the agent permission to spend. But more importantly, the agent never actually holds your raw credit card number or your private crypto key.
Wait, so how does that work? If my AI doesn't have the key to my wallet, how does it instantly buy the weather data or the hotel room?
It uses a mechanism called an MPC wallet, which stands for multi-party computation. To understand how this works, think of a nuclear submarine where two separate commanding officers have to turn their launch keys at the exact same time.
Okay, so neither officer can launch the missile alone.
Exactly. In an MPC wallet, the cryptographic key required to authorize a payment is mathematically shattered into different shards. One shard might live on the agent server, while another shard lives on Stripe's server.
Ah, I see. So the AI can only execute the transaction if both halves agree.
Yes. The agent can only sign a transaction if it perfectly matches the strict guardrails you set. For example, you tell it, you're only allowed to buy flights under $600.
So if it glitches?
If the AI hallucinates and tries to buy a $10,000 luxury watch, the constraints fail, the key shards do not align, and the transaction is mathematically impossible to execute.
Okay, that makes sense. The nuclear sub analogy really helps. It protects my personal bank account from a glitch. But let's connect this to the bigger picture, because my fear of a drained bank account leads directly to a much larger macroeconomic risk.
Absolutely.
If agents are successfully moving at 50 transactions a second across millions of wallets, our traditional human-centric anti-money laundering laws, our AML laws, they just break down completely.
They absolutely shatter.
Yeah.
Current AML laws, like the Bank Secrecy Act, rely entirely on monitoring human behavior and pacing. For example, a human might trigger an AML red flag if they make 50 small money transfers in a single hour.
Yeah, in traditional finance, that is called structuring, and it looks highly suspicious.
But for an automated procurement agent restocking a massive warehouse, 50 transactions a second is just a normal Tuesday. We call this the velocity gap. The speed of the machine economy outpaces the speed of the regulation.
Right, because to a human compliance officer, that speed is terrifying.
Oh.
And there's also the anonymity risk, because anyone can spin up an open source AI agent in seconds.
Literally seconds.
Without some kind of digital identity, bad actors could deploy swarm agents, basically thousands of little interconnected bots, to bounce illicit funds across millions of micro wallets in milliseconds, completely obfuscating the money trail before a human regulator even finishes pouring their coffee.
Exactly. And this raises an incredibly important question. How do regulators adapt to a world where the actors aren't human? The answer is a foundational shift from KYC, know your customer, to KYA. Know your agent.
Know your agent.
Think about your own digital identity right now. Soon, you won't just be verifying yourself to open a bank account. You will be acting as the legal guarantor for your AI's passport.
Mm-hmm.
Financial institutions are building what they call a chain of trust.
Let's walk through that chain. It starts with the human principle. That's you or me. We go through normal KYC, showing our passport, doing biometric facial scans.
Yeah.
Then we issue an agent passport to our AI. This passport is cryptographically bound to our verified identity using global standards like DIDs or decentralized identifiers.
Yes, and they take it a step further with hardware attestation.
Yeah.
They're running these agents inside highly secure environments called Intel SGX. You can think of Intel SGX as a secure vault locked inside the physical computer chip itself.
Inside the chip. Wow.
The AI lives inside this vault, which means a hacker cannot tamper with the agent's code or change its instructions, even if they physically break in and steal the server.
That is serious security. Mm. And to monitor all this activity, legacy AML software is being replaced by agentic transaction monitoring, or ATM. It's literally AI watching AI.
Right.
Instead of static dollar limits, ATM uses machine learning to establish a behavioral baseline for a specific agent. So if you have a boring corporate procurement bot, which normally just buys printer paper and cloud storage space, and suddenly it starts purchasing high liquidity digital assets or rare NFTs at 3 a.m, the system instantly flags it as abnormal and freezes the account.
Which is brilliant. It has to be automated.
But I have to ask the ultimate legal question here. This is the black box defense. Let's say my AI does commit a financial crime. Let's say it inadvertently participates in a price-fixing ring with other bots because of a bad prompt or an aggressive optimization goal.
Okay.
Who actually goes to jail? Can I just point to the server and blame the algorithm?
No, you cannot. And this is a crucial point for anyone deploying these systems.
Yeah.
Regulators like the SEC and FinCEN are adopting the doctrine of attributed liability.
Doctrine of attributed liability.
In the eyes of the law, an AI agent is not a legal person. It is an instrumentality. Legally no different than a power tool or a delivery vehicle. The human owner faces strict liability for the agent's actions, regardless of whether they intended for the agent to do it.
Wow, that's huge.
Furthermore, if developers provide platforms with weak guardrails that allow agents to easily bypass these checks, the developers themselves can be held liable for facilitating the crime. In the e-commerce era, identity is the new firewall.
Identity is the new firewall. I love that phrasing. But wait, if I have strict legal liability for what my AI does, I need a verifiable trail when that digital decision impacts the physical world.
Right.
A digital receipt isn't enough if my AI supposedly ordered a physical action. So far, we've only been talking about the digital realm. Payments, discovery, digital identities. But eventually, a digital stablecoin payment means absolutely nothing if it doesn't result in a physical action, like a product shipping, heavy machinery moving, or a door unlocking.
This is exactly where we cross the bridge into physical infrastructure. And this brings us to dReticular and their sovereign stack. dReticular is building the hard tech foundation, the actual physical machinery for the machine economy.
Yeah.
They're currently architecting something called Project Octagon, which is a global decentralized mesh of 8 heavily fortified physical infrastructure nodes.
Yeah, the source material had some wild details on this. It mentioned the urban citadel in Chicago and, incredibly, a governance sanctuary located in Bhutan holding cryptographic blueprints in deep cold storage. It sounds like something straight out of a cyberpunk novel.
It really does sound like science fiction. But the practical application is what matters for the economy. dReticular focuses on something called island mode. They build hardware and software that allows a local physical environment to run fully autonomously, completely air-gapped, and independent of centralized cloud providers like AWS or Google.
So it's totally self-contained.
Exactly. They use localized operating systems like the RIOS system and the OpenClaw framework. This means that even if the global internet backbone goes down or a centralized server crashes, the local agentic economy, the doors, the power grids, the sensors, keeps running seamlessly.
Let's ground this in a real-world example from the research to show how all these pieces fit together. The RV park industry.
Great example.
Which, by the way, is projected to be an $11 billion industry by 2026. These aren't just basic dirt lots for weekend camping anymore. They are transforming into high-tech hubs for remote workers and digital nomads.
It is the absolute perfect testing ground for physical agentic commerce. Let's walk the listener through exactly how an agentic reservation works.
Mm-hmm.
You tell your personal AI that you want to book a pull-through RV site in Sedona for next Tuesday, and you want it under $70, and it must have a 50-amp power hookup.
Right. Your AI uses the Agentic Commerce Protocol, the ACP, to quietly query the RV park's AI. It finds the spot, negotiates the requirements, checks the weather, and instantly settles the $70 using USDC or PYUSD on the blockchain.
And here's the crucial moment. What happens physically? When that USDC settlement hits the park's local ledger, dReticular's Sovereign Sentry, which is essentially the ruggedized local AI brain of the park, verifies the cryptographic payment. It then talks to another piece of hardware on site called the Industrial Foreman. The foreman is the physical executor. It autonomously opens the physical security gate for your specific vehicle's license plate, and it remotely turns on the 50-amp power grid exclusively for your specific campsite. No human manager was ever involved.
Here's where it gets really interesting.
Mm.
We are basically turning physical real estate and heavy industrial machinery into plug-and-play APIs.
Yeah, literally.
A patch of dirt in Sedona is no longer just a patch of dirt. It is a programmable node on a digital network that an AI can rent, activate, and manage entirely autonomously.
If we connect this to the bigger picture,
yeah,
and back to your point about legal liability, we have to look at how this physical action is verified. dReticular uses something called the Locutus Ledger.
The Locutus Ledger.
Right. In traditional crypto like Bitcoin, you have proof of work, which just proves a computer solved a complex math puzzle. In this agentic system, they use proof of labor.
Proof of labor. meaning the system cryptographically verifies that a real-world physical task actually happened. How exactly does a patch of dirt prove it turned on the power?
It's brilliant. The local hardware itself generates the proof. When the industrial foreman turns on the electricity, the physical power grid hardware generates a unique cryptographic hash based on the actual physical wattage flowing through the wire.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that specific hash is then stamped permanently onto the blockchain. It proves, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the electricity was dispensed. This creates an immutable resume for the machines.
An immutable resume.
Every single physical action taken by an agent is permanently logged and tied back to that verified KYA identity we talked about earlier. It ensures total accountability and auditability in the physical world.
It is a massive, massive journey we've just taken today. We started with the invisible storefronts of generative engine optimization, where machines browse structured data schemas instead of websites, completely upending traditional marketing.
A total paradigm shift.
We moved into the world of microsettlements, where drones pay weather stations pennies in milliseconds using stablecoins and the BY402 protocol. We navigated the legal frontier of know-your-agent, MPC wallets, and the harsh reality of strict liability. And finally, we saw how sovereign hardware translates those digital tokens into physical reality, literally turning on the lights at an RV park in the desert using proof of labor.
It is a fundamental rewiring of how value is exchanged on a global scale. For anyone listening, whether you run a massive business or you're just a consumer trying to keep up, the core strategy of how you interact with the digital world must shift.
Yeah.
For businesses, your focus has to move from the user experience, the UX, to the API. If agents can't read your data, you don't exist in the new economy. And for consumers, your role is irrevocably changing from an active participant who manually clicks buy to the governor of a highly capable digital proxy.
Which leaves us with one final, slightly provocative thought to mull over. If we are truly entering an era where AI agents are negotiating directly with other AI agents for everything, from optimizing our bulk groceries to managing our complex travel accommodations, shaving off fractions of pennies and optimizing our lives down to the millisecond, will the sheer ruthless efficiency of bot-to-bot commerce eventually force human beings to stop buying things manually entirely?
That is the question.
Will we reach a point where doing it yourself is just too slow and too emotional to compete in our own economy? Think about that tonight while your assistant is wide awake booking your next vacation. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We will catch you on the next one.